This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. And Presley Harvin out there
putting on another show,
making it rain. Matt, I noted there that
he just kills the ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crushes it. Jalen Warren and Benny Snell being used as the first team punt team protectors with Trey Norwood behind them.
It's big.
Huge.
I mean,
yeah.
They're both making the team, folks. Yeah. They're both important. Get used to seeing them both around. I'm very much with you. I think Warren's ahead of him on the offensive depth chart. I think Snell's going to make the team. And I like those three behind Najee a lot more than I did a month ago.
I mean? I feel much better about this. Is this Derek Watt snapping here, it looks like?
Wow. Emergency situation. You mentioned yesterday.
He is the guy there, so giving him a shot to snap here. So he
is
the
dude. That once at camp or whatever. Yeah. All the stuff revealing itself. You want to know who the backup long snapper is? It's Watt.
Oh, no, that is
not Watt.
That is Watt, yeah. I saw the four.
Kind of looks like his shape and build.
Yeah.
And right.
Okay. He is one of the guys there that they look at, though.
Mm-hmm.
LeGlue being another one. T.J. Watt is another one. We saw Tuska do it yesterday. He is not.
Badly,
He is not that guy.
A for effort, but yeah.
The more you can do, but you better be able to at least do it competently.
So now Harvin can't just boom it into
this is going to be
into the hillside.
Placement. He's at the 45 here, so they want this one inside the 20. So we'll see how this works.
He's been really impressive.
Yeah. Especially this week. I mean, he's just turned it on. Okay.
This is more of a cover drill.
Thing, yeah.
They're using the jugs machine. He's not even kicking. So there you have it.
So we're watching a little special teams practice here at Steelers training camp here at St. Vincent College.
This isn't a super exciting drill as special teams drills go. They're just kind of working on getting down there in their lane.
Staying in their lane.
Yep.
Because as I was told last week after the game by Mark Robinson, Danny Smith's really demanding.
Yep.
You think so?
Fundamentals are important at that whole genre.
Yeah, if you're going to
genre,
you're going to have a spot, you better know listen to what he says, because he's going to have a final say on those final 10 roster spots.
Of course. And I'd have to, go back and do the math and see who the core guys were last year, but it seems like there's more at his disposal this year than ever, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you went out and you signed guys like Olszewski and even Jannard Avery.
Right.
Avery, good point.
Hayward, some of the guys they drafted that are going to make this team. Both those backs we just mentioned. I don't know if McFarland will be involved. Probably
not as
a tackler, but I mean, yeah. But, I mean, you get two of the backs. I would guess if Boykin makes his team, he'll be on all the teams as well. I think he's fighting Sims for that spot. So I think he'll have a decent core
that he
didn't have last time.
And
I don't know if Justin Lane will be part of it again.
Yeah.
Gilbert will not be.
Right.
They're directional kicking a little bit here. That's right down the middle.
Yeah. Kind of letting these guys set up and release off the line here and let's see what it looks like.
Yeah. But there's not a ton to glean from this one.
There's not. I think they're more looking at, make sure you stay until the kick leaves and that kind of stuff. Don't leave early. We don't want to hear the double thud. That's a big part of it. Using 50 out there in this, that's kind of surprising.
He needs to have a better game.
Scott, yeah.
I mean, I wasn't impressed with his performance in the game.
Nor was I.
But there's been a lot of buzz around him here. I kind of get it. He looks the part. He flashes. And they're just really looking for answers at that outside linebacker spot.
I think actually this is more of a rush situation here because we just saw Terrell Edmonds and DeMonte KZ just come bursting through and go after the punter on that one. So I think maybe that's a kick block.
I think you're right about that.
That was a kick block one.
I always think of it through the offensive eyes, but that's not really what's going on here.
Yeah. So maybe that's what this is about,
And they got better guys on defense.
Block and then
get back and
set up a wall. So I think that's what they're doing here. Because the guys who are covering the punt aren't even leaving the line of scrimmage, but the offensive guys are bailing out and then setting up a wall.
You're 100% right.
So, yeah.
And they're looking at different rushes.
Yeah. Get out and then set up a wall.
Mm-hmm. Put a little pressure on them if possible, but yeah.
And there goes
Gunner. That's a fine line. I mean, when you're the punt rush team, you're going for punt block or if you're going for, you know, setting up the punt blocking, it's two different things dramatically.
You know, absolutely. I mean,
it's really hard to go after to, you know, balance those things or, you know, walk that line.
Yeah, and that affects your returners as well.
Massively,
you know, if
everybody's
rushing the punter on that situation, your return guy's probably not going to get much room to take the ball back. But you know, if you're setting up a return, then you better get some yardage there.
Right. I mean, and I think I don't know this. I'm guessing you call punt block a lot less than people guess, you know, like
probably, yeah,
you know, I mean, that's when desperate times, you're down eight with not much time on the clock type of thing,
or if you see something on film,
oh yeah, no doubt about
well,
that
you know, backed up in your own end, you know, you go for the block.
I mean, it's much different when you're rushing the field goal or an extra point. I mean, you're trying to block that thing every time, but better responsibility than with a safer move is let's set up the return.
Absolutely. Yeah, this you know, I think when you look at the way this roster should be or could be constructed, it's going to be a special team is going to play a huge factor in who stays and
always
who goes.
Does,
it always does. But I think even more so with this roster.
I agree.
Because there are so many guys battling for some of those backup spots that it's really going to be a deciding factor, I think, with several of these spots. Okay, which one's better on teams? Go ask Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I wonder,
there aren't obvious answers or obvious guys. Why they got to keep him? Even, you know, Melvin Ingram last year.
Right.
Well, you're
right,
keeping
right.
him. He's not going to help you on teams
on teams
at all.
Right. That's actually where I was going with it. Was Avery's going to be on teams? Highsmith and Watt aren't, but the rest of that position, I'm not sure how good Tuska is on teams. I don't know. I know that they could really use a fourth/third for defense as an edge player, but at the sacrifice of teams, if it comes from outside the organization, you know, like an Ingram type situation, or if somebody gets cut, or, you know, I think that's a foggy spot of the roster.
It right really now. Is. Yeah. I would agree. And even some of those inside linebacker spots.
Yeah.
You know, who's the better special teams guy?
Like,
you
is
know?
Buddy Johnson a great special teamer, or is he just okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I see him out
that,
there
right?
now.
Right. I mean, he's going to get reps, but do they love him, or is he just okay?
Yeah.
You know?
Or is you know, Mark Robinson
thing.
Better?
You know? Exactly.
We just don't know.
Yep. I mean, is Spillane someone we can't live without special teamer? Maybe he is. You know, I would never know those answers.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell who gets the snaps and who they value, but I don't know who's better than who.
What are they working on here? Is this kick block?
It's got to be. There's only three offensive players
on
the field.
But they're setting up for a field goal from like a 72-yard field goal
here. Super far away, though.
Yeah.
That's an interesting situation. We got so just to spell it out, we got the long snapper, holder, kicker, and 11 rushers.
Yeah.
I like their chances of blocking it.
That's an aggressive
move
for the
offense. If
the
long snapper needs to block 11
Let's
dudes.
Let's see if it works.
Right. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing here.
Okay. They didn't actually go through with it. They were just practicing getting
clearly
through.
Clearly they were going to get home.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So now where that special team session is done, he is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The
Edmund's
Drive.
Edmund's over there doing push-ups. He must have done something wrong.
Or he's just, you know, I got to get my workout in here in between.
Get the blood pumping.
Yeah. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. We're live from Steelers training camp here at St. Vincent College. We see the defense coming out here and the offense. It looks like the first team offense on the field. Looks like the first team defense on the field as well, at least a large portion of it.
I'm getting a lot of teams so far.
Yeah.
Especially compared to yesterday. Holy
Absolutely.
Smokes. It's a much better practice.
Yesterday was all about work. And they're showing this is off the card, though, again.
Mm-hmm.
So we're giving a look here. Well, it's not the full, like Minka Fitzpatrick's
I say
out, there,
out there.
Terrell Edmunds is out there. It looks like the coverage guys are more.
Maybe it's just the secondary slide. Bush is out there.
Bush is out there
way.
With Spillane.
None of the starting D linemen.
Starting defensive line, no T.J. Watt. So this is kind of like how they played last preseason game. None of the frontline defensive linemen, but then.
Right, but with Minka.
Minka and Cam Sutton and all those guys. So
that's an interesting blend of front seven and back seven type guys here.
Yep, DeMarvin
but
Leal
it's a number one
off
offense.
Now. Who's he bringing on now? Leal coming off and Nobody coming on.
Putting anybody on the field?
They're going to go with
something
gonna,
better to join.
Go with 10 here?
Did they have 12 last snap of
maybe.
Missed or something?
I see two linemen. I see they have no that they got 11 on the field now.
Okay. Did somebody sneak on we missed?
We might have missed somebody coming on here. I don't
but
like
we do
this.
Have the one off.
I don't like this matchup with Roberts Blaine going out wide on the far end there.
I bet that's where the ball goes.
Yeah, he's looking the other way. He's taking a go ball here.
Oh, nice. Nicely done.
Nice play. Chase Claypool out of the slot.
Yeah.
Beating Cam Sutton on a kind of a flag route there.
Really nice ball pickup, yeah. Ball tracking over his shoulder, finding it. That's a lot harder than people realize. I mean, you got to think you're looking through your eyebrows, basically, up over your head, and there's a helmet in the way, too. I mean, you really got to cock your head in a certain direction to find that ball that's often coming, like, straight down at you. And what was also impressive there, too, is not only Claypool pull away and make that great catch, but then he took it up another gear as soon as he caught it. There was some real speed there. I mean, it didn't matter. He was just finishing the play. But he took it to the goal line in a hurry. I mean, it was long strides. It's eating up grass. So.
Yeah, he really gained ground on Sutton. That's the one thing I think you really gained with him.
Another deep
ball shot
by Trubisky.
Yeah.
Got him. Deontay deep down the middle there.
Working on going deep here. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know where the deep safety is at there, obviously.
They kind of let him catch it.
They're working off a card here, so
right.
You know, maybe they're giving a Jaguar look.
Yeah. And then hoping letting you complete it basically.
Yeah.
Because defensive back just kind of gave up on that one.
Yeah.
But it was still a long throw and catch. The Claypool one was a nice play no matter how you cut it.
Yeah, I wonder, him being so big and oftentimes you don't see a lot of slot cornerbacks play off.
No.
They're typically up on top of the guy. So if he wins at the line of scrimmage in those situations because of the way he eats up
ground
grass,
on him,
yeah,
right.
You're not going to catch him real quickly there. It looks like a little false start there by Dan Moore. Claypool again. Yeah.
Claypool's kind of been the forgotten guy with all the Pickens hype and the Johnson contract and all that, but don't forget what he's capable of.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think he's going to be a big part of this offense.
Yeah, he's got a lot to play for, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, all of a sudden his career could really go one of two ways after this year.
Yeah, you want to see him take that step.
Yep.
And
I think he was a little bit more of the whipping boy than he deserved last year, too.
Yeah,
he
wasn't as bad as I think. Some of that wasn't all on him.
No. And
he wasn't great, let's be clear.
No, he was not. I mean, he took a step backwards.
He took a step back.
I thought that was clear. But he also
Jalen Warren just shoots through the line.
Yeah,
of
he's really shifty and low. But I mean, if Claypool scores 5 touchdowns or so, everyone thinks it's a lot better. I mean, some of it was just numbers and fantasy.
I mean, his catch and yardage numbers were almost exactly they were almost identical from what he had his rookie year.
Right.
But the perception was because he didn't score as many touchdowns.
Right. I didn't think the tape was as good, though.
No, I agree. Right. I agree. He left his feet too much. He talked about it in the offseason.
Right.
He realized that. And people might say, well, why didn't you fix that during the season? Well, oftentimes you don't have
– a lot of things don't get fixed during the season.
Yeah. It's just tough to do that in the midst of trying to win next week's game.
I mean, he's going to leave his feet the next week because he thinks that's the way to make a play.
Right.
It's just a habit. That's Hayward again.
Nice little route by Hayward. He's going to be a factor this year. This offense has so many weapons.
They do, and they're developing nicely.
Yeah, and they're young.
And they're so young.
That's so young.
You don't look at these guys, well, maybe you'll get one more year out of this guy. That's not the case at all.
No.
Maybe they'll get better next year.
Right, yeah. You've got all these guys under contract, including your offensive line now, for at least the next two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got something to build upon here.
I mean, I'm not saying all these guys are perfect or all going to be here for the next decade, but you could bring everybody back.
Yeah,
and just add to it.
Yeah. Or not.
Or
you may not
I don't
need
like this
to
guy, you're gone.
Yeah.
I'm not picking on Chooks. I just picked him out because he's of his contract status, but you have a terrible year, we'll move on for you. Get someone just like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not binding.
I don't think he'll have a terrible year.
I don't either. I don't.
I see progress there.
I do, too. I thought he played well the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, people –
I think he's a starting right tackle.
I think people were hard on Chooks because he was the only holdover last year.
Mm-hmm.
And do I think he's ever going to be a top 10 offensive tackle? No.
Mm-mm.
But I think he can be
start a lot of games in his career.
At least an average offensive tackle in this league. And if you're an average offensive tackle – you can play
a long time.
An
$8 to $10 million player, one thing.
Which is what he's getting.
And speaking of youth, he's 24, guys.
Right.
I mean, he's played a lot of football for a 24-year-old. And again, I don't know that he's going to be a great one, but he should only be ascending still.
Yeah, and I just think so much because everything around him was new last year.
Mm-hmm.
There was just the perception, well, he needs to be better.
Yeah.
I mean, first week of the season, I'm hearing, well, Chuk stinks. Like,
people get these things in their mind, yeah. You know, that these guys can't get any better or they got to go and, you know, Rudolph and Bush and these guys. And Chuk was on the fringe of becoming one of those guys here. You know,
yeah.
Like, be a little more impartial, you know, or realize that maybe this had a bad day or month or whatever and they'll be okay.
I saw a thing the other day, too, Matt, about they were ranking – edge rushers, and they did. They said they had Bosa and Myles Garrett ahead of T.J. Watt as an edge rusher because they rush off the left off the off.
Oh, that
left
was the
tackle.
Brandon Thorne thing I sent you,
and he rushes off the right side. I don't know if that matters anymore.
I don't think it matters anymore either. But
in fact, I think it's sometimes tougher to rush off the right side because the quarterback can see you.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something to be said for that, and it's not like he's going one-on-one against right tackles very often.
Right, I mean, right. There's help there always.
Always. It's not like the Bosas and Garretts don't get.
I don't know if teams help their left tackle quite as much though.
No, I don't think so.
Because the expectation is, well, he's the better pass blocker.
And it also be when I was a kid, the tight end almost always lined up on the right. It was a right-handed offense. That doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't happen anymore you know, guys like Von Miller changed that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Watt in his prime.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some great players coming off the left side.
We're going to put him on the left side there and let him rush against the right tackle. And mm-hmm. So teams then adjust and say, okay, we're going to put a better pass blocker on the right side now because we've got to deal with those guys.
Yeah. The days of the – this is why we didn't like
Mauler on
Filele,
right tackle.
You know,
yeah.
They end up in Baltimore. The big mauling, late career Flozell Adams type.
Yeah,
they don't fly anymore.
You know, no, they don't.
Not what you're looking for.
Yeah,
DJ goes right around those guys.
Both your tackles now better be able to hold up in pass cover or pass protection.
Oh yeah, it's a passing league
because that's what it goes. You know, nobody's got this big mauling. Well, some teams do, but this big mauling right tackle that. Well,
if he can't move.
He couldn't play left tackle if he had to.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Something happened to Dan Moore, Chukwuma Okorafor might be your left tackle.
He's done it, too.
Yeah.
And I think either one of those could play either side
yeah.
You know, with a little bit of practice time.
Yeah, just getting it repped.
Mm-hmm.
I
think Thorne's point was still the left tackles are better protectors than the rights. But that wouldn't be enough for me to put TJ behind the two Bosas.
No.
You know?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, the results are the results.
Yeah. Nice route. Held it a little long, but Mason put some good mustard on that, of course, to Hayward.
Yeah.
I think Hayward's the leading receiver in Steelers training camp.
He might be.
He's got a lot of
balls. If he isn't, George Pickens is, but it's close.
He's out there in all situations.
Yeah,
I don't think he's missed a practice. He catches like 10 balls a game.
He's out there with the ones. He's out there with the twos. He's out there with the threes,
yeah.
To your point.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
He catches a lot of balls at all levels.
Yeah, just a weapon. We're going to take another break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We are live from Steelers training camp here at St. Vincent College, the final practice for the Steelers in training camp 2022, our final show here from training camp in 2022. Jacob Recht has been here for all of them for the most part. Zach was here for a while, too, so we'll give Zach credit. But Jacob has been a trooper out here as well. Zach has been moved back into the studio, so he's been helping out the show as well. But we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
We are back. I am Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And while we were off there, Cody White with a nice backhanded,
really
one-handed
nice. Yeah,
catch.
I mean, like, it was Odell-ish, you know, yeah. Right? Kind of catching it behind him, you know, hauling it in. That was very, very nice.
Caught the tip
yeah.
of the ball and just
right.
in the cusp of the cup of his hand and pulled it in.
Softly pulled it in, but strongly yeah. as well. Yeah, I mean, really nicely done, contorting his body.
He's just a tough guy to cut.
He is.
He's probably not going to make this roster again. But he
probably
ends up on the practice squad again because he just
– He makes something happen
does
all the
that
time.
Does that kind
his
of stuff.
His effort's phenomenal,
yeah.
And he's great on teams. And, yeah, Olatokon out
Chris
there.
Chris Olatokon getting a snap. How about that?
He looks so much different than the others, just the way he moves. And he's really fluid, and his release is a lot different. And, yeah, again, I've seen very little of him, but I'm glad he's here.
Yeah, we saw some of that yesterday, and we're seeing it again today.
Must be earning the snaps. If he wasn't doing the things behind the scene, they wouldn't be giving these couple snaps to him either.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Rudolph made a great throw, too, while we were he drilled one in there.
Tyler Vaughn's in the back of the corner of the end zone. It was one of those play action and sprint right. And
put it on him.
Put it on him.
Now, a laser, yeah.
Yeah. Rudolph has just had a good, solid camp the way around.
I would say exceeded expectations.
Yeah. If you look at it at this point, you would have to give all three quarterbacks
positive marks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Let's talk about some of that, Matt.
All right.
So do you feel better or worse about the quarterback position, having seen every training camp practice?
Better.
Here?
Better.
Yeah.
I mean, I was high on the Trubisky move, and I didn't dislike the pick at all. I mean, by no means. So I had some expectations coming in.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, these guys stink, and anything they show me is going to be positive. No, I'm pretty comfortable with Trubisky being the starter right now, and I'm very comfortable with Pickett's development. And like you said about Rudolph, I really no qualms with what he's done here at all, and probably should even talk to him in more of a glowing light than that. I mean, he's played well.
Yeah, he's had a really good camp.
Yeah.
How about the running back position? We've talked a little bit about that.
Better. I really thought that by this time they would have added somebody from outside the organization. I see no need to do that whatsoever.
This is why you don't panic in those these situations.
Patience is really important.
And why the Steelers show that patience. Yeah. They could have waited and, a week from now signed somebody, veteran running back. If things didn't work out here. Well, they came out here and things worked out.
Then, I mean, I'm sure when they signed Warren – they were excited about it, but I bet they didn't think he'd be this guy.
No.
They would have drafted him.
They would have drafted him, or they would have given him the money that they gave to Mateo Durant.
Exactly. He came in here and blew their doors off and took nothing was given to him. He took it.
Yeah, good for him.
He's the two.
And I mentioned Anthony McFarland has looked good.
Very.
Yeah.
He's turned the corner in his career. I believe that wholeheartedly because the style of play has changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm happy with the running backs for sure.
Wide receivers.
Pickens is better than advertised, and we both love the pick, so that's great. Deontay's under contract.
That happened.
I mean, that carries some weight.
Yeah.
I guess if we're talking about before camp, I can't put my Miller love into the equation because I started to fall in love with him here, and then he got hurt. Boykin's better than I expected. I kind of thought his career might wash out, but I think he's going to stick around.
Steven Sims has a little something there.
Yeah.
Olszewski has shown more as a wide receiver than I ever thought he would.
I would say that as well.
Yeah.
And even now, I think he's better than he was to start camp. Haven't seen enough of Austin to really give him a grade, but I know he's fast as can be, and I have no reason to think he's a lesser player than when they picked him.
Yeah. And we didn't get to see a lot of Claypool out here.
No, no. But he'll be fine.
Yeah. So that's not bad. Tight ends.
Better because Hayward.
Yeah.
You know, Freiermuth looks like a star. Gentry's a keeper and a quality player.
Hayward's a guy.
And Hayward's a real guy.
Yeah.
He's not a throwaway pick at all.
No, not at all. Offensive line.
Worse.
Okay.
I mean, it's somewhat of an incomplete grade, but I thought we'd have more progress and a little more optimism by this point. And I'm not saying it stinks. That's not what I'm saying. It's just if you told me this offensive line would be exactly at this point on August 18th, I would say, go fish. I'll take my chances that it's better than that.
Okay, I'm a little more patient with it because I thought it was going to take time.
No doubt.
And it may be the first month of the season before they really start to gain some steam.
Like, I think week six will look better than week one.
It better.
I mean, they're
absolutely
very critical.
Better.
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
The expectation. So I didn't come in here with super high expectations of what this line would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Just having, people were complaining after 3 days in pads with the offensive line. What do you expect? Rome wasn't built in a day here. I mean,
they're very young and they can play together. I understand all that, but I just would have liked to have seen them further along than they are.
Well, let's see what it looks like Saturday.
No doubt.
I think we'll see if there's improvement from week one to week two. That will go a long way with that.
I'm not picking on one guy, but I thought James Daniels would all be like, oh, he's a high-quality right guard.
Yeah.
And he hasn't looked like that yet.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Defensive line.
I don't know.
Kind of an incomplete.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about Cam or Alulu.
I think when Ogunjobi's been in there, he's looked like a stud.
Yeah. He's definitely passed the eyeball test and more. I think Loudermilk looks good. Liao's flashing. I don't. I mean, that's kind of the same, though. It's kind of what I expected from that group, though. Yeah. I liked it coming in. I still like it. I don't like it more or less.
Outside linebackers.
Less.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. I think that group has been underwhelming.
Yeah.
Outside of, well, we haven't seen Alex Highsmith in 2 weeks.
Right. I mean, he's almost a total incomplete.
Yeah.
But you would like to see him out here dominating at this stage of his career. Yeah. You know,
I will say T.J. Watt looks like he is in mid-season form.
Better than ever. Right. Yeah. Right. Avery looks like a welcome addition, but I haven't seen enough.
Haven't seen him enough.
Boy, he's a real keeper. He's, you know, he's a star, or he's a high quality performer. The other guys to me aren't good enough.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Inside
it might
backer.
Be the spot I'm most looking for outside the organization.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd never turn my nose up at a quality offensive lineman anyway you cut it, or a project at our line. But if you can get an edge dude somewhere, I'd be real open
kinda,
to that.
You know, when I did my my team cutdowns, my 53-man roster, I kept 9 offensive linemen, and I kind of have some
instead of 10.
Yeah,
yeah,
but I kind of like those 9 offensive linemen.
I do too. I mean, like the glues and the Hosses of the world. Yeah, and I think they're. You can win with them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think so as well. Off-ball linebackers.
Jack's a little better.
Yeah.
I'm very confident that he's going to be a good starter. You know? And I'll take a good starter in free agency for what you paid him. The rest of the crew's worse. So, I guess as a whole, I would say less.
Yeah. I haven't seen – I don't know that Devin Bush has been as bad as some
are
suggesting.
Right.
You know, I've seen the worst linebacker in the league and things like that thrown around. I don't believe that.
If he had this camp after his rookie year, the reports wouldn't be, oh, Bush is terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, he just hasn't made any splash plays. But, again, I don't know that, you know, he played one preseason game as well.
Right, right, right.
Without their starting defensive line in there as well, I might add, that you know, none of the frontline guys. So,
but you don't feel better about him.
No, I don't feel better about it. Right. But I don't feel worse about it either. I think he's just... you know,
not the easiest evaluation.
And no, it's not. I feel better about him than I do Spillane.
Way times 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other guys I'd have liked to see more step up from the bottom of the roster, young guys. And the other thing is, if we were to go back to our rooms after this, watch the All 22 tape, the side, you know, the end zone copy of Bush, every snap he's taken out here, it's a different evaluation than us doing a radio show watching him out here. You know what I mean? Like, the coaches are going to really watch every step he takes. And I don't know if that's good or bad or what, but, I mean, some of these dudes, especially the linemen, and Bush qualifies for this too, I'm not avoiding my jobs here to evaluate these guys, but they're not as easy to do in practice as some others.
They're not, no. How about the cornerbacks?
Same, I would say. Kinda
yeah,
like
I haven't
the
seen anybody new emerge.
Right, right, right.
But I don't know if there was really an expectation that some of those guys were going to emerge.
I'm not doubting Wallace or Spoon, kind of like I did Daniels. I'm not.
The one guy I would say that is better than I thought is Millett.
Yeah. I was going to say Pierre.
Pierre's had – he's kind of – that's what he does.
But
I
he's
mean,
teased you in the, yeah, in the past,
he's teased
too.
In the past. But Millett was, you know, a guy I went into this camp going, maybe he makes the roster, maybe he doesn't.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot of slot options. They have a lot of slot options. Maybe a pure slot has a harder time making this team than they would have in the past.
Yeah.
I don't – never get – I'm not
I've got no qualms with him making the roster.
Nope, I'm not getting rid of him.
No. How about safety?
Same.
I feel pretty good about what they have there. Norwood, I think, has had a really good camp. I like
I was a Norwood fan coming in, though.
I like what I see of KZ.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they got some guys there.
I feel good about the position, but I don't feel a thought.
You felt good about it going into
camp. Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's lived up to expectations, and the expectations were high. Now, I like the safeties.
They also got Minka's deal done.
I guess that was prior to camp,
but still.
Right, right, right.
When we were talking.
It's no longer looming.
When we were at mini camp, that hadn't been done yet. So.
Right, right, right. No, getting those deals done, including Boz, I think weighs in on this, too.
Well, let's talk about the specialists since we're going
better.
Through the roster. Absolutely.
Because of Harvin.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the long snapper's worse. I'm not going to pretend like I've been having a watch on him every time, but Harvin's been one of the stars at camp.
He's been the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that translate to games and pressure and weather and for 17 games? Who's to say? But I don't think there was ever a punting competition here.
No. And I thought, you know, early in the spring when they brought in Nizalak, who's who kicked in six games last year for
he
the,
was fine. I mean,
the Falcons.
No problem with him, right?
He might kick again in the league this year.
Right, right, right.
It just won't be here because he's been cut. But,
especially when a punter pulls a hammy or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. I mean, if Harvin went down tomorrow, he's probably the one of the
back here the next day.
First guy they call. Yeah, right.
Harvin looks really,
Harvin's
really
good. Yeah. He's been really good. Again, losing that weight, I think, helps
a lot.
But you can just tell his mental output or his mental acumen right now is just different. He's in a different place right now than he was last year.
Seems like it. There's no questioning the physical. Hopefully the mental is
there. He's got
there.
A big leg.
It's rare. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a game-changing, field-changing type of player.
Yeah. I think, when he gets an opportunity to kick in Jacksonville this week, which he will because they will punt, I would assume, at some point.
You would think. I guess it's not a foregone conclusion.
But he didn't get a chance to kick last week, so Steeler fans didn't get a chance to see it.
If his first one's not great, everyone's be like,
he's been booming the ball.
He's been booming the ball.
Absolutely.
And he's been the talk of camp, and even the fans can tell the difference, and you can tell the staff is excited about him, and I think they've nurtured him well behind the scenes, too.
Yeah. By the way, Jaylen Warren still carrying the football around on the sideline.
I assume this is his last day for doing so, but
I don't know. He'll probably carry it through the walkthrough tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it tucked high and tight.
Yeah, yeah.
High and tight.
I was thinking this is their last day.
High and tight.
Yeah. I wonder if he sleeps with it.
He might. He might. They might tell him he has to do that. Hey, whatever you got to do to make the team, kid,
Oh, he's made the team.
Yeah. Well, if he fumbled twice on Saturday,
better not put the ball on the ground.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Don't make that the concern or just squash that little issue.
Yeah, and then move on.
Then move on, right. Yeah. No, he's been impressive, too.
Absolutely. We're going to take another break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. We are live from Steelers training camp here at St. Vincent College. The Steelers going through their final practice here. Right now they're doing a little more special teams work. So they got about 20 to they've got two more periods left after this.
Mm-hmm.
So about 25, 30 minutes remaining in practice after this.
And we'll be here till 5?
Yeah, we'll be here till 5, but we'll be back to bring you the completion of Steelers training camp 2022 right after this.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson, and we are live from Steelers training camp here at St. Vincent College. The team going through a little looked like they were starting a drive backed up in their own end zone here, and then to kind of take this to completion. So Mitch Trubisky took him out to about the 35, and then Kenny Pickett came in, and he's taken over. And once again, Jaylen Warren getting second team snaps.
I know they're not tackling him, but just the way he moves and the way he finds space and bounces off blockers, and he'll ride a blocker's hip.
He's fast, but he's patient.
Exactly. I mean, his feet are always moving. He's got really good foot frequency. I like that term for running backs. And he's little. So, like in that play, he's riding the hip of one of his O linemen as that guy gets in a better spot. So he's also buying time while he's gaining yardage, and he's always finding green grass. He's finding open space. I mean, there's a knack for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So he is looking good out there.
Absolutely.
A little play action here.
Boom.
Nice play. 2-7. Trey Norwood.
Yeah.
Trey Norwood getting back there to break up the pass to Gunnar Olszewski.
I always feel bad for the defensive guys here.
Yeah.
Like, if they catch that, the whole place goes, woo!
Yeah. But he's made a heck of a play.
He's made a heck of a play. Yeah. Right. Defenses, we should root for them too,
Yeah. Really nice job there.
Claypool made a really nice catch when we were gone, too. If you're 6'2", not 6'4½ or whatever, you don't catch that one with the long arms. Really extended on the run. That was a great grab.
Yeah.
And kept gaining yards after.
I think he's going to be a problem for teams working out of the slot this year.
I do, too. I hope he really embraces it. I hope he blocks. I think it could really escalate his career.
Yeah.
And just give him a dimension.
Oh, nice throw. That
was really threatening the needle, too.
Yeah. Once again, he likes to throw to Gunnar Olszewski.
Yeah.
Really likes to throw to Gunnar.
Like something's bugging him. Like he has something in his eye or something.
Might be a bug.
Yeah. They've been a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
He was stung by a bee the other day for the first time in like 50 years, I think.
Did you?
Yeah. Now it's still itchy.
Yeah. Mason Rudolph in now.
Pickett
takes him to about the 39 here. So we're continuing using some crowd noise here as well. Not just the ambient crowd noise, but
they're pumping in
some stuff here as well.
Which I'm not making fun of it, but it seems a little foolish to me. It's different when it's in the indoor.
They do it every Friday for their final practice as well during the season if they're going on the road. So,
I think there's a place for it. Big open area that does that much good.
When they're at home, they'll do it when the defense is on the field.
Oh, really?
To simulate crowd noise because the defense has to make calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to. So you get it when the defense is on the field when they're at home on a Friday.
I remember the interview you did with Cam during the COVID year when there was no one in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, yeah, we love having the crowd into it and the defense and the crowd being loud when we're on the field. But it was also kind of nice when it was quiet because I heard every signal and you'd hear him, hey, running back, pick this dude up. Or, you know, I mean, like you could pick up a lot of stuff as a veteran.
After about the first month of the season, too, you're like, okay, I'm watching the tape and I'm listening to the tape now with the sound up. Because I can hear checks.
I can hear all the conversations. You may even hear them in the huddle.
Yeah, so that makes a big difference there. Nice throw there.
I'm not encouraging you fans to be quiet, though, when the opponent has the ball at home.
Nice throw by Rudolph there.
Yep.
I think that was to Kevin Rader. Might have been to Jay Sternberger.
There's another one in a tight window.
Yeah, put it right in there on another rollout. Once again, on the move.
Earlier in his career, I don't know if he attempts that one. You know, like he's been a little more bold.
I don't think he throws that ball that he threw to Tyler Snead in seven shots where he just threw him open.
No, no.
I mean, he was kind of a see it, throw it guy.
He doesn't throw the Pickens touchdown either in the game, you know?
Yeah. Once again, there, Benny Snell working with the third team here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And he doesn't look bad.
No.
I think they have some
Warren
fines.
Just looks better.
And McFarland's more talented.
Yeah.
And if he.
Well, McFarland's out there now
talent,
as well,
right.
So.
I haven't seen a lot of McFarland today.
All four of those backs are making the roster, I think.
Right. And Snell and Watt are key special teamers. It looks like Warren's going to be a major special teams contributor. Adds up.
Yeah. So we'll see here. We got the.
What I think is a question is when the bullets are flying live and it's week one, will Najee take a series off?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that we don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And we won't know that until season.
Little draw there to McFarland.
I don't know if he has to lead the league in touches, you know.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be near the top of the way. But.
Yeah, I think that's just who he is. He's a high-volume guy. Okay, so that drill is now over. They're going to take it back the other way now, or that part of the drill. They're going to go back now the other way. So the first team.
A little bit of camp practice still left, but they have cleared the field of the fans.
Yeah, I think they have one more session after this. Usually they have two sessions after the second special team session, but we shall see here. It wouldn't surprise me if they do a two-minute drill here to close out the
really get the up-tempo going, get the blood pumping.
With some crowd noise,
right.
We got the
that's kind of what I'm expecting here, come to think of it. It looks like it's third down and five.
Okay.
By the dudes holding the stick.
This is scout team stuff here again now. I think this is the scout team offense here.
Yeah, it's the one defense versus scout team. Maybe they'll do one more drill after
and
this.
Pickett is running is the quarterback here. He's looking deep, lets it go, and there again drops one in to
Cody White
again.
Just deep ball down the right sideline, go route.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's something that they expect to see maybe from Jacksonville.
I assume.
Get to look at it.
They've actually used Zay Jones as a deep threat more. It's supposedly just camp reports and stuff, you know, then I always thought he was more of a slot, but they've been using him more as a deep threat. Everyone gives him a hard time for that Kirk contract.
Yeah.
And it's a lot, but then these other deals, Deontay and these other ones came, and it doesn't look as crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think he's quite as good as those dudes. The Zay Jones contract, though, boy.
Yeah.
And they gave him like $12 million a year.
And he had a good year last year, but not $12 million a year.
Right. Another interesting guy to watch when we're talking about their receivers, Ingram has gotten a lot of buzz there, Evan Ingram. And I guess he played quite well in their first preseason game. He can cause matchup problems, and just don't dismiss him. It'll be tough for Edmonds, Jack, Bush, whomever. So he's a talented player.
Yeah. No, he can. He's a 4-4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 4-4 tight end.
For a reason, right.
The guy that went in the first round in the Steelers. There was some buzz that the Steelers liked him as well. So
I can see why.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'd fit here now. He's more – He'd probably play the Claypool role.
Yeah, right. You know, maybe then they wouldn't have taken Claypool,
right?
Assuming that he was still on the team at this point. Okay.
Putting it on him.
That's the new guy, the new running back there.
Catching Was it? Yeah.
So, nice catch by him. He'll make a little bit of an adjustment there, but we'll see. Steelers wrapping up this last training camp practice here. This one's been a little more high-spirited than
this has been
yesterday.
A good one, yeah.
Yeah.
Last one was not so great.
Not so great. Not so great at all. So we got the first team defense still out there.
Yesterday, again,
not the first team defensive line, but certainly the first team everywhere else and first unit everywhere else.
And we have not seen Cam Hayward since he gingerly walked off.
Yeah, you're not going to.
No. I would assume now you don't see him on Saturday either. But that doesn't appear like, again, I'm not
doesn't appear
trying
like
to break
anything,
news
yeah.
here, but that doesn't look like it's serious.
And the thing is you don't get, Mike Tomlin will not speak to reporters after today's practice because he spoke earlier today.
Oh, I guess so you haven't gained news for a while.
You don't get to check up on that one. That'll be one we'll have to ask about on Saturday night.
Okay.
You know,
assuming he doesn't play.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will mention.
But everything looks like it's okay. I mean, he's not.
Right.
You know, he's up walking around and stuff now, so that's a good sign.
I wouldn't expect an IR roster move or anything.
No,
like that,
nothing
guys,
like
you know?
That.
Right,
but anytime that that guy is banged up, you certainly
sure.
make note of it.
Oh, the place.
Yeah.
Held their collective breaths.
Well, without a doubt.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's he's the guy.
And what was crazy is that was the loudest the fans were. I mean, this place was rocking.
Yeah.
People were yelling at them to, you know, get going. And the fans have been really emotional and loud in this game or in this practice. But the second that happens, like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then
ooh,
they,
don't need
it,
to see
then they
that.
Came back and picked it up. You know?
Yeah. But he is the Wolverine, and so he
that's
gets
what you
right
say, right?
That's what he says. He has extraordinary healing powers. So
he's an extraordinary physical specimen. I can't imagine blocking him.
No, that would not be fun.
No,
not be fun at all. So now we get Mason Rudolph in there with the scout unit.
Team,
and so both Pickett and Rudolph getting some snaps here with this. No Olatokon in this one, and nice little dump. I tell you what.
Contrary to popular belief, it's not like the scout team never moves the football or completes
right,
the ball
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and the defense isn't necessarily going, you know, all
bonkers
out.
Here. Yeah,
right.
You're just getting the look.
Right,
that's the
I
way
see
this
how
kind
it
goes.
Looks,
yeah,
how, this is gonna, how they're going to throw things at us.
Yeah, you kind of it's not walkthrough speed, but it's not full speed.
Right.
Yeah,
like White caught that deep ball. Well, the defensive back didn't play it to the end, to the whistle
right.
either.
You know,
it's a nice catch, a nice throw, great. You know, but
yes,
it's more like. My read is this guy, and then I pass him off to him, and then my eyes go to this guy. You know, this is, you know, not necessarily need to play this in the end, tackle, pick the ball off.
So the
people,
the people who are tracking the quarterback throws throw by throw
are wasting
here,
their time.
Wasting their time on this. And now Rudolph lets one rip here, and that one was overthrown.
Well overthrown.
Yeah. Although James Pierre did play that pretty well.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah. Cut the receiver off in that situation.
He did not give up on the play.
No, he didn't. So.
Been a good practice. I'm hoping we get one more good period, though.
I'm going to guess they finish this off with a competition period.
I
here.
Would think. I mean,
yeah.
Last couple minutes at Latrobe.
And,
you know
and Mike
I mean?
Tomlin did say earlier in the week that he wanted to see the 2-minute offense and 2-minute defense be better this week. So I would assume that we're going to see another 2-minute drill here to end today.
Probably not with Mitch then.
No.
It
would probably
game.
Be Pickett and then Rudolph because that will be how they would finish the game. That's a nice throw. Yeah, that's a nice throw there.
Cam Hayward gets open again, or Connor Hayward gets open again.
Buddy Johnson got a hand in there, but
wasn't terrible coverage, but
Hayward
that little
just
bit
pulled
of
it
separation.
Away. Yeah.
Right.
He just seems to get that kind of separation there.
Quick, and he sets guys up well.
If you look at the two of them, Buddy Johnson versus Hayward, they got the similar body type.
They do.
You know, Hayward looks – he's.
I think Hayward's a little heavier.
Looks like a middle linebacker, though.
Yeah, he does. But, I mean, there aren't many offensive players with his dimensions.
Yeah, he's just different.
Mm-hmm.
Different.
And that presents problems. I mean, it's a different skill set than you usually see.
He's built more like his dad than Cam is.
Yeah, although Dad had a unique build.
Dad had a very unique build. There's no doubt about that.
Dad had a unique width, lower half.
Ooh, there's a nice throw by young Mr. Olatokon to Jay Sternberger. Zipped one in there over the middle. I like his arm.
I like his
arm strength.
No, it's legit.
Yeah, so we're going to take one final break here before practice wraps up here. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio and ESPN 970. This is our final coverage of our live practice here at Steelers training camp at St. Vincent College. Steelers training camp 2022 will be wrapping up today. When the Steelers get back together on Monday, they will be at the Southside. And, folks, those practices are not open to the public. Right. Jacob won't be there
then. And we
won't
be giving you play-by-play and telling you exactly everything that happened and every formation and personnel grouping. You know, they won't be getting that anymore.
Yeah, so enjoy it while you can. We are for sure. We'll be back with more right after this.